A new report shows that half of the Pentagon's budget now goes to private contractors, and the companies with the richest contracts are among the most active players on Washington's money and power circuits. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The Center for Public Integrity, a nonprofit group that does investigative journalism, produced the report after analyzing Defense Department databases for contract details going back 6 years. First, the center found that it's impossible to say exactly how many contractors there are. They number in the tens of thousands. But the top 50 contractors got more than half of all the money. Those companies were also far more likely to get contracts without full and open competition, and they were also the ones that did almost all of the lobbying. Larry Makinson, the researcher who wrote most of the report, said at a press conference that when the center matched the contractors' databases with its own databases for lobbying activity and campaign contributions, the thousands of smaller contractors were virtually invisible.
They're probably spending their time lobbying Lockheed, Boeing, Raytheon, General Dynamics, the companies that are getting the big contracts, hoping to feed off and get some of the subcontracts. Those top companies are so big and so influential on Capitol Hill that if you're a smaller company, you just can't get into the game at all.
Campaign money from the defense industry is heavily Republican. The top recipient over the past 6 years is President Bush. His Democratic challenger, John Kerry, ranks second, but almost every dollar Kerry got from defense industry donors came in the first half of this year when he suddenly became a contender. At the Libertarian Cato Institute, defense analyst Charles Pena says all of the lobbying and campaign giving are only natural. He says this is the Washington equivalent of consumer advertising, the only way to operate in an artificial market with just one customer.
Well, companies doing business for the Defense Department, their audience are the decision makers in the Pentagon and members of Congress who have a vested interest in seeing particular work done in their districts because it employs people.
One pronounced trend in Pentagon buying is a shift away from buying hardware and toward buying services. More than half of the Defense Department's contracting dollars now go for service contracts. A Pentagon spokesman defended the policy. He declined to give a recorded interview. He said the Defense Department wants to stick to its core business, defending the country. It's better to hire companies like Halliburton to do the support work. But Charles Lewis, director of the Center for Public Integrity, says there are too many contractors doing too many jobs and raising too many questions about accountability.
If they're writing the defense budget and they're interrogating prisoners and they're doing all these things, including data mining, and they're not accountable the way government officials are accountable, we have a very, very serious problem in our democracy. We don't even know how many people we have employed.
Makinson said that as service contracts grow, those contractors, too, will try to exert more muscle on Capitol Hill.
I think a lot of these service companies that don't make hardware but do have an increasing investment in that Pentagon budget continuing to rise will play more of a role in the future than they have in the past.
Another trend will be consolidation, with the big contractors continuing to buy up the small ones and even buying out each other. During the 6 years that the center studied, more than 60 contractors vanished into other corporations. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.